What we are doing is we're looking for ways and have found a way to deal with the issue of child undernutrition, malnutrition, because that's one of the biggest issues, I think, that we're seeing in the world. If we can tackle child hunger, we can solve so many other development issues that are just following with that. And what we're doing is we're sending small teams into countries, two people only. We are sharing knowledge. We're looking at what the problem is. We're working with the government. We're bringing various ministries together and look for ways how we can tackle child hunger in these countries and come up with solutions. Our people stay in those countries for 3 years and then they're out again. So the whole idea is, you know, to share knowledge, to come up with good projects that really tackle the issues and do it in a very unbureaucratic way. You know, bring various agencies together, but don't create something new. Really just a handful of people on the ground and then work with the ministries in close partnership, you know, the agriculture ministry, the education ministry, the health ministries, and come up with solutions of how to help hungry kids.
We know that there's a hunger problem in the world, and in some parts of the world, it's even a crisis. Give us an idea of the scope of that hunger problem.
You know, hunger is the biggest global problem that we have, but it's a problem we can solve. There are almost 1 billion people hungry. That sounds like an absolutely overwhelming number. When you hear it, you think, like, there's nothing we can do. But actually, you can. I mean, school meal programs, for example, cost $50 a year. Think of that. That's here in New York, you know, two dinners or so at a cheap neighborhood restaurant. And I think it's crucially important to see that we focus on where we can have a real impact. And child hunger is something that goes into so many areas. School meals, for example, are a tool where you, you know, you give a child an education, you give them a good, healthy meal in school. The next generation will go to school. You really change the life of a girl. You know, she will get an education, she will get a job, she will get married later, she will have fewer children, she will send her own children in there. Things like this. But that's just one of the programs that, you know, the World Food Program is doing.
Why is this REACH initiative program so important?
The REACH initiative that is so important as we're looking forward of what will come after the Millennium Development Goals. It's just one tool of how we bring various partners together, share good ideas, share smart tools, and tackle one of the biggest problems that there is. You know, women and children are always, all over the world, the ones that are most vulnerable to hunger. And at the same time, we know how to fix hunger. So the thing is, you just have to look for ways of how you can tackle it.
There's a lot of programs already out there. It seems the real challenge is scaling up these programs to meet the needs. How is that going to be accomplished?
Yeah, and I think that there the important thing is, if you bring various partners together, you don't create a new organization. You don't create a new big bureaucracy. You share smart ideas and programs with other agencies. You know what our friends at UNICEF are doing, what the World Health Organization is doing. And you bring it to those 13 countries where we are working at the moment. You know, it's Bangladesh, Ethiopia, Ghana, Mali, Niger, the Sahel region. These places, some of them are right now again in a real stark hunger crisis. And the REACH initiative is one of the tools of how we are tackling that.
Whenever there seems to be a new initiative, there seems to be an appeal for money, for more money. Let's talk about that aspect of this REACH initiative, the money aspect.
Well, it's the foundation for all of our programs. You know, the World Food Program is 100% voluntarily funded. I always call us the biggest beggars in the world because we have to ask for every dollar, and every dollar counts. So the REACH initiative has the biggest support is coming from the Canadians. CEDA is a wonderful donor. They gave over $15 million to this program. The Canadians are great. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have been sponsoring this. USAID is helping us with the program, and the European Union is also helping us. We could do more. You know, there are more countries where we could do cool initiatives like this one. There are at least, you know, a dozen more where we could be working on in order to scale up programs to fight child hunger. So if there are any donors out there, governments who want to help and work with all of us on this initiative, you know, call us. We're here. And then we can do much more, scaling up on our side too.